W8FU. Good morning. Just a quick hello and a quick reminder. And also wish you a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I will not be at breakfast on Saturday. And again, just have a nice Thanksgiving. And I'll be heading up there. I'll be in Chesterfield around noon. And I'll be heading up north around 4. So, like I said, just a quick hello. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you probably next week. W-8-R-C-Y. W-8-T-A-P.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Delta Romeo listening.
KPP Wally, mobile for about 10 minutes.
ATFM.
Well, I doubled with somebody there. ADPR. Who was that?
Oh, wow. No. Repeater's completely quiet, and then two of us doubled. This is KEATFM. It's Davey and Shelby.
Oh, hello. I don't think I've talked to you before. I'm Phil. ABAPR, just heading over to the east side for some lunch. What are you up to?
I'm going and picking up lunch. So my wife had a minor outpatient surgery, so I've been sent now to get food. So I'm running up to Panera to get her something to eat and stop at the store and get a few things. So yeah, fairly quiet day today, just running around, getting stuff taken care of.
Okay, very good. Give me your name one more time. Did you say, sound like Davian?
Yep, it's Davian. Davian with a V.
Oh, very good. It's an unusual name, so easy to remember then, I guess. I'm getting a little bit of sunshine here. I didn't recognize what that object in the sky was, so hope it stays around for a while.
Yeah, it'd be nice. What about you for it? So you said you're heading over to the east side. Where are you heading in from?
I live in Sylvan Lake, just west of Pontiac. And we have a group on Wednesdays of people, mostly G-Siders, who get together for lunch. So we travel.
Ah, very good. That's not too bad of a drive. I usually, if my memory is serving me correctly, we're Sylvan Lake. I drive through there. When I do work at the office, I work from home mostly, but I always drive through that area when I'm going out to Livonia. I find it more relaxing just driving through Pontiac and through the various roads through the lakes over there.
Yeah, we live in one of those lake communities, so I know all about it. Not a single straight road in the bunch. So, yeah, this is going down M59 right now. And a lot of times the lunches are more like along Lake St. Clair area. Lake St. Clair. So usually it's I-75, and they just the other day they finally opened up Square Lake Road and entrance to I-75 has been closed all summer. So that makes things easier.
Yeah, I noticed that the last time I was out, a lot of stuff starting to open up, the M53 expressway, so it's kind of nice now because I was avoiding the office completely, actually, just because of all the construction. It was getting to where it took me an hour and a half to get home, and usually about an hour and 10 minutes to drive out there, where when there's no construction, I can get there in just under an hour, so I've been avoiding it, so it's kind of nice that it's clearing up now.
Yep, it's, like they say here, we only have two seasons, winter and construction.
That's true. All right, well, I'll tell you what, it was nice chatting with you, and I'm going to duck out now because I'm pulling up the Panera, and I'm going to go get my order placed. So, yeah, have fun at your lunch, have a safe drive, and, yep, I'll be clear on your final. This is KE8, DFM.
Okay, Davian, nice talking to you. I hope everything's okay with your wife. My wife is sitting here, also had some minor surgery too. Just had the stitches removed, so. Just working on that. So, catch you later, ABAPR. W8FU, ABAPR, you out there, Sean?
MBR from W8FU. NAKPP.
W8RJD Mobile. K8RUH Mobile.
God. entire parking lot at 20, or I'm sorry, Holland A is full at Meyer.
Oh, my wife went to 24 in Hayes, the smaller one, which is just groceries by my house. Don't know if it's any better now, but she ripped right in and out of there earlier.
All of Hayes are the worst. Which way are you going, Dakota? Are you going south or are you going west? You live up in Minley somewhere there, don't you?
I'm westbound on 59. To 53, and then I run that all the way home. I'm pretty close to Emily. I'm about as far north in Omaha as you can get before it's Emily. Actually, no, 69 is the dividing line, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, 69 is the dividing line. They have the one at 26th Amendment. It isn't too bad. As we walked around and walked the top and got through the self checkout pretty quick.
Unfortunately, that's not my department, so I don't really have to worry about the groceries.
Thoroughfare right there, so everybody stops there. So, if you can, hey, you know, hold off until you get to 26th and Vandyke, that would be your better option.
I double with you again. Fortunately, I don't need to get any groceries. That's my wife's deal. And we're not leaving the house tomorrow. I think my mom and my dad are going to snag my oldest daughter and take her to family Thanksgiving. I'm going to stay home with the two younger boys and hang out, not have to drag them all over the place, so I'm off the hook.
Oh, then I wouldn't worry about it then.
Nope, I'm just going straight home. I don't know if you, did you guys hear me talking to Sean last night about my missing FTM 500?
What?
Long story short, I've been having audio issues with it, tried a couple things, couldn't figure it out, I called the ace, they're like, yeah, just send it in, you've already done all the troubleshooting, so I'm like, okay, no big deal. So I shipped it with my pirate ship shipping account that I always use, and I use UPS Ground Saver, which is UPS to local region, and then USPS for like the final mile, they call it. So I shipped it from my office, because we have UPS, USPS, and FedEx show up every day, and the mailman was like, oh, I can take that. And my receptionist was like, are you good with him taking it? I'm like, I mean, yeah, if he says he can get it there, sure. So dude takes it, picked it up last Friday. I checked yesterday. The scan, it hasn't been scanned in. It says still ready for pickup. I can still refund my label. So I'm like, all right, what the heck's going on? And then checked it again this morning, same situation. So I let her know, and I gave her a copy of my label, and she was smarter than I was, and she looked up the USPS tracking number on there, and it showed out for delivery today. So fortunately, it made it back to Yaesu today after a little bit of a scare, but even like on Pirate Ship's website, they say do not ship with USPS. It has to start with UPS, or your package will be destroyed. So I don't know. I got lucky. I'm glad it was insured for full value, but it doesn't do me any good if it shows that it's never shipped. So I said short story long. Long story short. That was a short story long. My bad. NADDF.
Wow, that's quite a scare. Oh, man, and you did get lucky. Well, lesson learned, and I'm glad it made it. Hopefully they'll return it quickly and operational. It's kind of weird that it had a failure, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, I second that.
I'm just hoping they don't say, oh, no, it's fine, and send it back and have to pay for shipping back to me. But I don't know. It's pretty obvious. I think you can. I was able to replicate it on my bench with a dummy load and a power supply, so there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to hear what I'm hearing, but I'll take it. I bought several radios, never had any issues. Even these new 75s, apparently there's battery issues, and I've not noticed it with my, that's what I'm running in the car right now. I've got one of those little P-TECH UHF amps that my Kenwood 75 hooked up, and it's like no different than running the 500. I don't think anyone knows the difference, but yeah, just a bummer. Brand new radio. I had to send it back.
Sorry, I had to No, they closed at 1 o'clock.
Who closed at 1 o'clock?
One of my customers. I called them up earlier today to see if he was going to be there. And he's like, no, we close at 1 o'clock. This gate's working. This one's not. I'm like, all right, I'll set you up for next week. And I just have the job sitting on my work page. And I just let it sit there to waste time. So the dispatcher just called me and says, are you going to make this run? I'm like, nope, not tonight.
What time are you clocked in until?
10:30. My service hours are 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. Holidays and weekends off, and I took rest of on call for the year, so that's an extra easy 4.5 hours.
Got it. Yeah, I'm glad that I took Friday off, ready for no more work for a bit here.
I used to have to work Fridays, and then finally, the CDA and the company agreed that we get Thanksgiving Friday off like we used to, so I'm off this Friday.
I feel bad for some of our employees. We're in the garbage industry, so Thursday gets pushed to Friday, which means their Friday gets pushed to Saturday, so they really don't even get a day off this week.
No, because my trash pickup is on Friday, so I mean Saturday I put it out.
One of those times I'm happy to be a salary employee with the ability to say I will not be here.
I was a salary employee before, way before I did this job. It was actually a family-owned business. Now a salary. And I was putting in anywhere between 60 and 80 a week. So I'm not too keen on being salary. It's a real dire need, and you pay me a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the balance, right? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not, but most of the time it's not. I'm doing, on average, I'll do 55 a week, bad week is 60, which is manageable. I can live with that.
That's not too bad, because you can also trade off a day. I can't work on Wednesday, you know, I'll put in straight time on Saturday. You know, you can do that to compensate for it. So, like I said, both sides of the coin, you know, it's a give and take on both sides.
Yeah, 10 is average, 12 is normal. So, I mean, like today I did, what did I do? I did a 7 to 4. What is that, 9? No lunch. But that's another nice thing, too, right? Like, there's days like this where I bounce at 4 because I got to get home to the kids because my wife's working, so 2 or 3 days a week, I leave at 4 o'clock, and I still manage to squeak at 55 hours.
My daughter does 65 hours a week. She works 8 to 6, you know, 8 to 7 Monday through Friday, 8 to 6 on Saturday. You know, and she makes, I think, like 15 or 16 an hour. She does pretty good at cleaning up her paychecks. It's enough to pay for her truck and pay me my car insurance for her truck and take care of her animals.
60 plus is pushing it for me. Once I start hitting that, I'm like, all right, I need a day off next week and a breather.
I had a breather all of October.
You take the whole month off?
Had to. The first week I took off was 5 sick days. I said, nobody call me. And then I had 17 vacation days left. So I did 17 vacation days at 100% pay, and then I had people call me and text me, and I helped out over the phone or did some remote work, did my training and everything else like that. So boss says, yeah, you get paid for that. You're on vacation, so you're technically not off on medical.
My old job, that was the biggest complaint I had, is I'd take time off, and it was like I'd work harder on days I took off because people were blowing my phone off instead of just doing things properly. So I'm glad I don't have to fulfill that role anymore, but now I'm on a different situation where it's hard to take time off because we're so busy.
Yeah, for me it's been slow. one of my coworkers just came back into the field for being the, corporate surveyor for our department, you know, for our office. He hated it, and when I went off on medical, when I came back, they got him cleared, and he's back in service. I just left him, as a matter of fact. And we do all the big stuff, because they're our regular customers. And, now I'm going on a district next week to take care of a customer.
Sucks being important in a company.
Yeah, but when I came back from medical, first customer I walked into, a regular customer, and they go, "Oh, thank God you're back." I'm like, "Why?" And they go, "Well, because this person didn't know how to do this, they didn't know how to do that. Can you help us out?" I'm like, "Sure." And I fixed the problem in less than an hour than it took another guy 3 days coming back and forth trying to figure out what the problem was.
Sounds familiar. Sounds just like my old job. If I took a vacation day, it was the morons covering me. I came back to a disaster. That was another reason I didn't want to take time off. I take time off, I come back to a bigger mess than I left.
Totally agree with you on that one. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I love my customer base. I really do. I have some of them that I respect highly, and they have high respects for me. So when I walk into a place and I haven't seen them in like 6 months to a year, and they go, "Here's your Christmas card from last year," and you open it up and there's a $100 bill in it, you kind of appreciate that.
Yep, it's a little thing. I'm just hoping I get a Christmas bonus.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't get, is a Christmas bonus. You know, but the bonus, you know, I can put 2 hours down just because I, you know, sneezed or made a phone call. I get paid for it because that's part of our contract. If I make a phone call, if somebody calls me after hours or whatever else, I can claim overtime on it. Training videos, overtime. You know, but the Christmas bonus, nah, we don't get that. Used to. Not anymore.
I've gotten them in my last two companies, but they were never anything to get excited about. One of them, I remember 1 year, this was when I worked in healthcare, which I don't care how much you pay me, they can't afford me, I'm never going back. I got a whopping $200 Christmas bonus.
After taxes, it's about $38.23.
Pretty much. I was like, "Oh, thanks. That can fill my truck up halfway for all the gas that I use to go to your sites."
You know, I was sitting at the office the other day, last week as a matter of fact, and one of the sales reps came up, plopped a $100 bill on my desk and said, "Merry Christmas and thank you." I'm like, "I don't need this." He goes, "Dude," he says, "for what you did for me over at that account," he goes, "it's yours." Okay, I took it. Gave it to my son. Paid first to help him pay for the labor on his truck.
That's one thing I do miss, is working with sales reps, because I always got kickbacks like that. Matter of fact, I'm going on a pheasant hunt at the Huntsman this Saturday with the sales rep that I was super close with at my old job. He invited me again this year, so looking forward to that. But yeah, those are the nice perks. Not necessarily handing me cash, but, you know, nice dinner, nice hunt, whatever.
Yeah, I don't often get it from a sales rep, but I can walk into, they had some, a vendor meeting with all the salespeople with the new product that was rolling out or whatever. I was in the office. They ordered pizza. I went up to the window and just tapped on it to say hello to everybody. They're like, "Come on in. Come get some pizza." I just like that type of appreciation. I've been with the company for 30 years, you know, so I'm the third highest in company seniority in my office, and it's a big office. So that tells you where I stand.
That's nothing to shake a stick at. I've been the new guy for a long time. Probably last 4 years, three jobs. I've been new guy. Last job was at 2.5 years. Healthcare job for that, which sucked, and I'll never do anything like it again, was 10 months. And then the job before that was 4.5 years.
Nope, 30 years. I started as a lawman on a totem pole. I worked in the central station, and then they closed that up 5 years later, and one of the senior techs said, hey, what do you know about computers? I said, I've been told I know enough about computers to be dangerous. It was good you're hired. The installation manager and the service manager at the time were like, we don't know about this kid. He's new. He's fresh. And ended up proving them all wrong.
That's what I want to hire as a kid, a fresh kid that doesn't know any better and doesn't have any bad habits.
Well, that's what he needs, a fresh set of eyes. I think the youngest in the service department is in his late 20s, I think, early 30s. And then an install, I mean, all of us are over 40, service and install, except for few fresh faces in sales and my, you know, the one guy that I trained in service. Besides that, we're all old timers. We're all long time.
I'll be that old timer sooner or later.
Yeah, if I went anywhere else, one, I'd have to start at the bottom. I'd lose all my tenure. I'd lose all my overtime, all my vacations. And I'd have to do stuff that I really don't want to do anymore. You know, where I'm at now, I don't want to climb that ladder. I don't have to climb that ladder. I'll send somebody else up. Well, no, that is, I'm not medically cleared to climb a ladder or do any overhead work anyways. So, it's a gimme right there.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking forward to hiring some youngins, make them do the stuff I don't want to do anymore. But, alright, so I'm rolling up to the house here, so I'm going to clear out and may catch you tomorrow. I can't really hit any repeaters from the house, but, if I go out, I'll probably throw my call out since it's just me and the children. So, I'll talk to you. Happy Thanksgiving, and I don't know. I'll talk to you soon. I'll declare it's yours. NADDF.
Sounds good. Enjoy yourself. Happy Thanksgiving. Nice to get you back on there. I got my HTL program, and I might bring my open spot into the house. So, 73, happy Thanksgiving, KCKJO. Jeff, are you still out there, or are you gone too? Or was that Greg? NAKPP, NAKPP, Wally, KCKJO, you out there?
Whiskey Zero Juliet Oscar monitoring. Whiskey Zero Juliet Oscar monitoring mobile. Whiskey Zero Juliet Oscar clear. W8EAP. No KCAKGO out there? That's odd. Well.
It's 8-8 Whale monitoring.
WACBT testing.
W8FU. You're on, John. KBSW.
W8CCC.
This one's 10 watts, so that's probably why. Okay, so it's working, it's just, it was just a, my house is made of plaster walls, probably, issue.
Yeah, that one definitely sounded a little better, still a little bit of noise, like you're coming in and out and stuff, but it's mostly readable.
Alright, well, thanks for helping me test that. I was actually watching something on TV while I was trying to set up the radio, and it was just baffling me, and luckily you answered so I can test it out. I appreciate it, and I'll probably catch you again maybe tomorrow or something. If not, have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll catch you later, WCBT. Thanks for the help.
Hey, man, yeah, I'd like to know all my stuff's not working either, so it gives me something to do. Catch you later, Kate with the United.